Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Gian Andrea Nozeda. My name is Gian Andrea Nozeda. Happy to be here.
And he it's just announced that he's going to be the newest music director for the National Symphony Orchestra. First of all, congrats, and tell me how excited you were when you found out that news.
I was very thrilled, of course. Was not unexpected because we have been talking in the last 2 months, but when everything happened, I was very thrilled. I think we will have together very exciting years to go.
Awesome. So, yeah, how did that process actually work? You said you talked about it for a couple of years. How did those talks first start?
No, actually, everything has been very, very quick.
Okay.
And I knew I was in the interest of the orchestra because some of the members of the search committee came to visit me in Salzburg when I was there to conduct Trovatore in the Salzburg Festival. And of course, when I came here, the orchestra reacted so well and they played so fantastically committed to the moments of the live concert that was a sort of convincing point for me when I was offered to accept the position.
Awesome. And you've played with the NSO before, correct?
Correct. I played my first time. Our first meeting was back in 2011. And
okay.
I still remember those three concerts as a very good concert.
Is there a certain thing that you're, you know, most looking forward to about getting, you know, get to play with the Kennedy Center all the time? I mean, you've played all around the world, but, you know, from Italy to Israel to everywhere. But what is it about getting to play here in D.C. now all the time that's going to be really special?
Look, this is a capital, of course, important capital of a great country, America, the States. So to be here gives me a lot of pride, but also gives me a big responsibility, of course, because I know we will be seen as the National Symphony Orchestra, so as the orchestra of America. National is in the name of the orchestra, which is not named Washington Symphony Orchestra, but
right.
National. So I think there is a lot of excitement and, of course, a feeling of great responsibility and the responsibility to deliver every single concert. And I think it's a big adventure, a new chapter of my life. And, of course, I will keep traveling all around the world. But in a way, Washington, D.C. will be my home for the Symphonic Institute and with the NSO.
For sure. And you take over, I think, for the 2017-2018 season. So we have like about, a year before we actually get to dive in with you. But do you guys have anything already slated for that season? Any particular shows you're looking forward to, or is it too far ahead to know?
We have in the next year, because you are absolutely right, I will start in the season 2017-2018.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the next season... I will come a couple of weeks, so we are discussing two important programs because in that season, the next season, I will be designated conductor. So in a way, just to start to come over and to start a sort of work with the orchestra. And,
gotcha.
You know, it's fantastic because I found an orchestra very eager, very ready to respond to my suggestions, and for that I have also to give credit to Maestro Eschenbach, because I found the orchestra very motivated, and that means he has been still doing a good job.
Definitely. And, you know, we are lucky to be having you. I think I read Musical America named you 2015 Conductor of the Year. So for maybe someone that's going to be coming, that's listening to this and hears that and they're like, whoa, I need to go check this guy out and check out, you know, the NSO under him. Well, you know, what, embarrass yourself for a second. What is it that makes you so good at your craft? Brag a little bit.
Oh, you just made me feel very embarrassed. But you know what? You know what? This award came out, it was already last year, and put my name you know, just more under the spot. So any time I was conducting, not only in the States, not only in America, but also in Europe, although I was absolutely the same conductor, but the perception of the orchestras and the audience was completely different. And I think having had this from the Musical America, which is a very well-regarded magazine, I think helped, or at least put an extra light on me. That is has been fantastic. But when you have extra spot on you, of course, you are less able, or you shouldn't make mistakes, because everybody will realize you are doing mistakes because there is a light on you. So there is also responsibility about that. But I'm grateful Musical America having me given that prize.
Definitely. Absolutely. Well, you've earned it, so go ahead and enjoy that title.
Thank you.
You've played everything under the sun, I'm sure. But if you had one piece of music that you were on Desert Island and could only conduct one piece ever again the rest of your life, what would it be?
Huh. That is a tough question. I have two possibilities or just one?
You can give me a couple if you need to.
Couple. So one would be, I will take on a desert island the San Matthew Passion by Bach.
Okay.
Which is a piece I've not conducted yet.
Oh.
And the other piece probably would be Verdi Don Carlo. So one big, let's say, baroque music and one big operatic. And if I can say the third one, purely symphonic, probably Rite of Spring.
Awesome. Hey, that's three good ones. What, are you ever going to get to play the first one you mentioned, the Bach?
Sorry?
You said the first one you mentioned that you'd never played it. What, are we gonna,
no,
are,
I've
are
never
we,
played it.
Maybe with the NSO.
Maybe, you know, that is you gave me a good tip.
we'll call it the Desert Island Concert. There you go.
That is not bad. That is not bad. For marketing purposes, can be good. Good.
Hey, there you go. I love it. Hey, I know you're a busy man, so we'll let you run. But thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and we're really excited you're here. And welcome and congrats, and we're looking forward to, you know, getting to see you with the NSL.
Thank you, Jason. You're really welcome. Have a happy new year. Ciao.
You too. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Ciao.